in progress.
We here. Well, first off, correction from last week, because I forgot to fix that part. Correction from last week. So episode was not 180. Episode was 179. Thanks a lot for that, Chris.
Got us off on the wrong foot, but you brought it back home. I appreciate you with the correction. So that would make this episode what number?
This is 180. This is actually 180.
So fantastic. 179 plus a week, we get 180. Yeah, you gotta show your work. Show your math.
Yeah, I was trying to make sure they got fixed in the track record. Cause I was like, I forgot. Like a midway trying to, you know, put that thing together. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. That's wrong episode. My bad. We here. But we here now.
I see we may have a secret guest joining us soon.
Man, dude. People
can't right on cue. Hello. Who's a secret guest from the way back machine? I'll give everybody two guesses.
Hi.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh.
Yay.
Do you have a clock?
I'm back.
A watch or any other thing?
Hey, I'm busy doing homework.
Jeff is a clock narc.
I'm a clock narc? I mean, plus, bro.
You can't blame me after the weeks I've had. Gamescom, Starfield.
Well.
Just be glad she's team made it.
I am. Her and her dogs are both back in here. We'll back. Welcome back.
Welcome. We are so happy to have you. Even though Jeff doesn't act like it, we are happy to have you.
Hey, I am called happy grumpy to be today. Back. Am I grumpy?
Why are you grumpy? You always grumpy, but why are you extra grumpy today?
I'm not grumpy. No, I got called grumpy at work. Somebody called me grumpy. Am I grumpy? Do y'all? Okay. Have y'all ever taken the Briggs test, the personality test?
Oh yeah, Myers Briggs.
Yeah, they got Myers and Briggs.
You came out grumpy on the personality.
So me a conversation, right?
That'd be impressive, though. You would take this. That'd be impressive. Well, that's not even an option.
new results.
So conversation. I'm gonna paint the picture. Conversation was, hey, you know, have y'all ever taken that, you know, personality test? And the other people are talking to each other. They're like, yeah, I'm a INJT. I am ENTOC. Okay. So I'm like, just sitting there minding my own business. And then I get asked the question, oh, hey, Jeff, have you ever taken your test? And I was like about to answer. And my boss said, grumpy? And I was like, I'm not grumpy. Like how? My feelings hurt. I am not grumpy. I am not.
You got to put more of that whimsy out there. To let people know, man. You got a whimsy side and a grumpy side.
Mm-hmm. And forget all that whimsy. Forget that. If I got to do whimsy, I'll end up like Sarah over there. I can't do whimsy. I'm not.
You have to keep a balance. There's a balance in the light and the dark, like the bad and the good, the whimsy and the grump.
You just sent me a free. I took a personality test. It was a different one. It was one that tells you your 5 strengths and then your 30 other characteristics. You want to know what my last one was? So it was like rank 1 through 30 of all these traits. You want to know what my dead last trait was?
Kindness.
It was empathy. It was like 30 on the list was empathy.
I was like, why am I not surprised?
I'm not surprised. Oh well, it'd be like that. But I might take
this. It's okay.
Sarah, have you taken that one before?
Oh yeah, this one's the Myers Briggs. Yeah.
Oh, that is the whole. Oh, I'll take it. I mean, I know I'm an introvert, even though, yes, I'm on this podcast. I'm an introvert. Sarah, I think, might be an introvert. Chris is an extrovert. 100% extrovert.
No. That's a damn lie.
This guy is an extrovert.
I feel like about him. I feel like you're like me, Chris. Like, you are an introvert, but you mask as an extrovert.
Yes, I think
no,
so.
No, I don't. I'm the quietest dude anybody knows.
Chris, Jesus Christ.
I don't extro with nobody.
Okay, you are definitely 20 times more of an extrovert than me. I am an introvert.
Oh, no. You're a very social person.
I am definitely not.
You're a social butterfly. You might look like a moth in private, and in public, you turn into a butterfly.
I'm sure Sarah would disagree with that shit.
No, you're very sociable. You're not like like the other introverts I know who just like want to go home and like growl at people. So,
But he does that too.
Not in a bad way.
I do it out though. I go out and then growl at people.
There you go. It's just you go out and do it in public. So
yeah, I do it in public. Yeah. Goddamn. Oh well, I guess I'm gonna take that personality test because I would like to take it, see what happens. But I know I'm introverted. I know it was like I forgot what the letter stand for. It's like ENTJ. It's like introverted something, judgmental or something like that. So I gotta go look at what those are. I'm not quite sure what I'm is.
But I hope you discover something about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm grumpy, but whatever. You know, it is what it is. But welcome back, Sarah. I ain't talking about me for too long. Welcome back. You had Starfield. You had Parenthood. You dodging us like you owe us money. I mean, all those things.
You know, okay. It's just life.
I mean, life be hitting hard, bro.
Life finds a way.
Very much so. That is not
the analogy I thought was going to be said, but okay, close enough. Whatever.
Yeah, just a lot of things going on. Yeah, my working on my own podcast, you know, motherhood and everything. I know. Thank you. And like motherhood, got a kiddo. I made her take the personality test too, by the way. So
you crazy as hell. Take the test.
Nice.
So, hey, it helps know what kind of personalities you got in a household, right? I'd make the dogs take it if I could.
True. Yeah.
But just staying busy and just trying to wrap my head around all the games coming in Q4. I'm not looking forward to it. Like, there's so much. Like, why?
Oh, October starts. Oh God. Starts a bloodbath of game
releases. Oh God, yeah, and it's already started on our end. We're just like everybody's like, just there's still got announcements, still things coming down the pipeline, and I'm slowly draining. Like the life is slowly draining from me as 'tis the season. You know.
You got to make it to 24.
Oh God. Oh God.
Hold out.
After Gamescom. Please help. Send help.
The fact that you just said we got to make it to 24 makes me realize that it's about to be 2024. Number one, no flying cars. That's some bullshit. Where's my cars? Number two, I'm old. 2024. I'm just really sinking that into my system right now. It's the end of
the numbers don't sound that crazy these days.
When
just like 24, 25, 26 keeps going.
You haven't felt old until you have to fill out paperwork and you have to put a 20 as like part of the birth.
What are you talking
part
about?
Of part of the birth year? Part of the birth year. You have to put it. It's not 19 anymore. It is 2000, and you are just like, oh shit. Like, what happened?
Yeah, we were born in the 1900s. We're old.
How did I get this old? Oh no.
You're really not that old. You was born like you were born in the 2000s yourself.
I was not.
So you're not that old.
Oh,
maybe not. Maybe not. But yeah. Then you know when you go onto like a website and you do the drop down so you can put your date, your life in.
Yes.
And it's like you gotta
further, scroll. You gotta scroll, yeah.
You gotta scroll like what? Like it starts at like 2005, I think it's like one that I've seen before. It was like it starts like 2005 or 2003 or something like that. And I'm like, I'm having to scroll up. It took me 35 minutes to get back to my date. Like I couldn't type it in either. I had to scroll back to the 1900s.
Oh my God.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Pretty soon you're gonna be like just jamming that scroll bar down. Like, roll, 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 roll all the way down.
I mean, they treat us like leopards. Leopards, not with a P. Lepers with a no. It is with a P. No D. Leper. Lepers, and pretend like we, you know, like this far off, distant, you know, relative from 800 years ago. It hasn't been that long, but it does feel like it's been that long.
We're artifacts at this point.
I ain't trying to hear that. I mean, yeah, technically, like if you thought about it, right? Would you drive a car that's the same age of you right now? A car. Like, would you go buy a car?
No, that's the lie. That's the old yeller shit. Gets put down behind the barn.
Dang.
It gets scrapped for parts. Gets sold for scrap, whatever, anything.
Yeah, that's what I think about on myself. Is like, would I actually go to a car lot? I'd be like, hey, let me get that brand new 1990 model something. And I'd be, there's no way. I wouldn't even look at it twice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we that old.
Speaking of that age scrolling, one of the nieces or nephews is over here signing in, trying to make an account on like Roblox, mm-hmm. and it asks you your age.
When the
thing popped up to like register, their year was just in the default pop up. It was already sitting there. They didn't have to scroll down.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They still done scroll down because now even like at 7 or 8 years old, they know all the systems. And social media has like a 13-year-old thing. So she scrolled down to 1978 or something and then picked that as 78. Oh, I'm like, you only have to be 13. Why did you go all the way down to the 70s to put your age? So they're really trying to game the system already. They're registering themselves for YouTube and TikTok and all this with old ass ages.
They're smart enough to know that you got to get higher in the age, but that's a long way to go back. Like, I'm not even 1978 old. Like, why would you go that far back?
She's like, they ain't going to catch my ass.
They sure ain't. They would be like, that's a baby boomer. That's over there. Speaking of baby boomers, question. Okay. I know none of y'all politicals, but what do y'all think is happening to old boy who keeps freezing?
He's like, dying. Dementia.
This boy freezing harder than a skip DVD. Like, he is, I don't know what's going on. If he an alien, he got lips that go, I don't know what's happening to that boy. But his battery's done run out.
Well, Mitch McConnell's like 81, 82.
He's 81. He's up there,
and this is the second time in a month that he's frozen for like 30 seconds, just staring off into space. And then he just freezes up and somebody has to be like, hey, you still there? You still with us?
Hey. Yes. Oh, but bro, where did you go?
You can't be signing bills and doing things and making decisions and running the country. If you freeze up once, like, they need to do a recall election immediately.
And he's not even the oldest person. There's another person that's older than him that's in the Senate. And I'm like, how is it a thing when you got
like 96 years old? 92 years old or something from San Francisco. Like, I forget her name. Yeah, right now.
Like, she's almost 90. And I'm just like,
she's already well into dementia.
You don't even know she's there.
Yeah, and that's messed up that they're just like pushing her through and rolling her around and like making her vote on stuff. But there has to be some kind of competency test and make sure you're all there at some point. It's kind of scary. And they're running the country, man. The average age of our politicians is like 9,000 years old. In other countries, it's like half that.
The average is 65. Let's get it right. Or you make.
But the median is like 102.
They're up there. I think we talked about this before. Is that we think we should, like, they should definitely put limits, right? Age limits on the Senate and the House as like quickly as possible. And the rule now should be the further you have to scroll back on your on your date of birth.
The
less likely you are to be, the less likely you are to be elected.
Well, no, they have forced age retirements in like the Army and other businesses and different areas. So you can't just be forced to retire from your job and then go get a job as a politician for the next 65 years. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, come on now.
The fact that you could do that, Chris, is kind of horrifying.
You definitely could. You could definitely get told to go home from McDonald's because you're too old. Run for politician and get it, and then live there until you're 70. You can definitely do that.
You can't work at McDonald's, but you can be the president.
Yeah, you can't flip them burgers, but you
technically, depending on how often people check in with you or how often you're seen, you might be able to die in office and people won't notice for a couple of days. You
ain't lying. I think that's what was happening to Mitch. Mitch is doing that right now. He's like legit off battery turning off. I'm waiting for the day, and I ain't trying to, people get old and people die. I get it.
Fuck him.
What shit? But I'm waiting for the day they have to wheel out one. You know those little jumper cable boxes they bring out to your car and your car die. I'm waiting for the day them show up and be clear. you get started back up. Wake up.
It can happen right in a Senate session live on C-SPAN. Man.
I wonder if that's ever happened though, like in a Senate, like in office one day, like somebody's actually at work, they working, and they just one of the senators or Congress people just be like, "Bloop, expired." Like, has that ever happened before?
Probably. There's been enough people dying that it had to happen while they were working. I know people have died in office. I don't know about like at their desk at the White House.
I mean, I know we have some presidents. I think that it happened to. I mean, just wonder, like in modern times. I ain't talking about in 1804. I'm talking about like some stuff that happened in the last few 15 years, maybe 20 years or so, where somebody's like in office and then they went to their heavenly home, not to the White House. They went to the other house.
We fail our civics test since we apparently don't know shit about too much history going on right now.
Death is not a part of history.
History is death. I mean, that's what happens. Things die. Kings die. You got to know when kings die. You know, when Rome was toppled and stuff.
We were kidnapped and brought here. I wasn't around when kings were around.
I think it's more of who was, like, what we were told, right?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of history that gets buried.
So. You don't say. Let's talk about Stephen F. Austin. Literally. Texas, you know what? I'm going to trigger the shit out of somebody. But Texas history is the most bull crap combination things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, they'd be stroking themselves off over here.
Dude, Texas history is so blind. It is so funny. Like, the thing, like, Texans and love you, sir, but you don't strike me as a normal Texan person, but you guys act like things that happen in Texas only happen in Texas and they don't happen anywhere else. And then the history of the bad stuff that, like, say Stephen F. Austin did. He helped found the country, and he helped, you know, he once used to be a republic, and he's the reason why Austin is called Austin. But they did not tell you the fact that he was, like, killing, you know, American natives on their land to steal their land and all this other stuff and cult babies. So I'm like, Texas, fuck them. Anyway,
they be hiding shit.
They be hiding. But it's every state.
But there's no state that I've heard how much they have a course just about Texas state history.
I mean, Tennessee did. They had a Tennessee.
It's more hardcore over here.
Very much so.
Like, there's a whole culture of just Texas, and they if they're going to teach Texas history as much as they do, you lose time for teaching, you know, world history or the rest of the United States. But they focus so much on it. I can't think of the example right now, but I've seen people from Texas pop up in, like, internet threads and say, oh, we learned about this, but we didn't learn about X because, you know, we're focused on Texas history. So we skipped whatever else major event happened in the U.S. and we don't even know about it.
Yeah, I remember when I took Texas history back in, like, seventh grade, we had to reenact the Alamo. And I was just like, why? We lost the Alamo. Why are we doing this?
Did you feel conflicted? They put you on the wrong side?
I would have been on the wrong side no matter what side I was on. I always joke that my parents fought long before they got married. Their families fought in the Alamo, so.
Oh.
On each side, yeah, I mean, so that kind of happened.
You know, love finds a way, no matter if you fought at the Alamo or not. At some point, love found a way.
Love blooms on the battlefield.
I mean, yeah. Hey, I mean, I wonder, like, have you ever tracked, just funny, but have you ever tracked it back just to see if your great-great-grandfather, Ulysses S. Hamilton or something? I'm just using your name that you got right now. Sorry. But, like, it was, like, fighting your cousin's uncle, brother cousin from another side. You ever track that back to see that ever?
No, we're related to Alexander Hamilton. You know that.
You are?
Yeah, my husband is. Obviously, that's not my given name. But,
Hamilton. You're talking about the
music? Yeah, I'm the Mexican Hamilton, of course. No. He is related to Alexander Hamilton. He's not directly related, but it's like one of his cousins, brothers, whatever. So like he's kind of farther removed from it, but he can trace his lineage because they did trace his lineage back to Alexander Hamilton. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Man, my favorite song from that Hamilton live performance, I think it was Say My Name, Alexander Hamilton, Say My Name.
Direct quote? Wait, is that a direct quote?
I've never seen that movie before, but I don't think that was in there.
It's in there, trust me. It's basically the song they're singing.
No, really? Is it actually in there like that?
No. It's not Say My Name. No, I haven't seen it yet. I've seen like the first hour and it was so kind of whack just because you need subtitles. I can't understand what the hell they're spitting up there on stage. So I just hear a bunch of like, and they're just singing, but you can't understand the words. So I turned it off. I was like, I can't do this right now. I want to hear the history. I want to hear the songs.
Okay. You know,
yeah, they were doing something.
Did you know that Alexander Hamilton was not an American citizen? He wasn't born here.
Who was a citizen back then? They were just sitting on the continent.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Did they make any rules pretty much back then?
My point here is, outside of America, I think.
Nobody was American citizen.
No, but my point is, you know, it's a rule now that you can't be president because you weren't born here, supposedly, right? But I find it interesting. Like, Hamilton wasn't born here. He was born in
the Indies. But he wasn't president either.
I know. I was going to also say that, too. He also never became president.
He got voted to be president, and then someone checked the rule book and said, wait a second, sir.
Wait, what? Gosh darn me.
But hey.
That's the only time they gave it to the second place guy, and he won.
It was like, John Quincy Adams, here you go, sir. He's like, thank you.
Right up.
Thank
it's
you.
It's like that time they did the wrong Miss Universe, gave the wrong girl the crown, and take it off her head.
That was the worst.
Steve Harvey's ass can't read a goddamn thing. It's like, oh, sorry. What somebody says?
For that time, the Oscar was presented to the wrong Best Picture, and they had to take it back.
Well, wasn't it that movie, Moonlight?
Moonlight won, but they gave it to La La Land, at first, because they got the wrong card. Ooh. Oh, yeah, someone probably got fired that night for sure.
Ooh, you gotta make two trophies for that shit. Moon Knight didn't get to make their speech.
I would have liked Moon Knight to have been nominated.
I don't remember Moon Knight winning anything, but I was just going to go with it. Are you talking about Moonlight? Or Moonlight?
Yeah, Moonlight. Was it Moonlight? Light. It was about the two gay dudes, but it was filmed on like an iPhone. That was like what's special about it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was.
I think it was like filmed on a phone. There was more to it than being filmed on a phone, but yeah, it was cool. I seen it. It's a cool movie.
I seen it. Oh yeah, if you say so. I don't know, bro.
Dude Love is out there. They make cool movies about it.
Are we talking about the wrestler Dude Love?
No, he's still out there. He's still creeping in the background.
Him the dead. He ain't dead. Him alive. Don't take my Dude Love away. Him alive.
No, I don't want to see that. Rest in peace, Dude Love. News article.
Man, yeah, because we done lost two people this week or last 2 weeks already, man. Terry Funk died and Bray Wyatt also died. That's crazy. I mean, I know y'all don't watch wrestling. Neither do I, but, you know, those are names. It's okay.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that Bray guy, but all the stuff I saw after the fact, I was like, damn, he was a good dude. And it was sudden and tragic. So yeah, those hurt more than I'm 112 and I just died today.
Yeah.
When you're like 36 and you just die all of a sudden, sucks big time.
Yeah. Yeah, he died. So he died from a heart attack, which he had a heart problem that was exacerbated by COVID. And then he died from
heart attack.
Yeah. So COVID ain't no joke. It's just still affecting everybody on a daily basis. But that's how he died. He had a heart attack just out of nowhere. He had COVID, was getting better, and then had a heart attack out of nowhere.
That's bullshit. And what about that? It's bullshit that it happened to him. That it went down like that. That sucks ass.
I thought you was like, that ain't how it happened.
No, COVID isn't real. No vaccines.
Let me tell you, brother, there's no COVID vaccine, brother.
How about that real boy, that young kid? What's his name? Brody? Bronny? Bronny LeBron's LeBron kid?
James. LeBron James.
Isn't he like 20 something and he had a heart attack?
Yeah, he's
a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
He didn't have a heart attack.
LeBron James. Son?
Yeah, right. LeBron James Jr. He had a cardiac episode. So,
but as an arrest, wasn't a cardiac arrest, a heart attack?
I guess
something like that.
But
and he's only like 19. Yep.
But him have heart condition. So what I'm saying is, this stuff keeps sneaking up on everybody. They need to make it like a regular test, like going to get your flu vaccine tested or something. Like if you got something, like you got diabetes, you got this or that, just like test everybody for their heart condition, because when it's sneaking up on 19-year-olds and 30-year-olds and shit, and then you died because you didn't know you had it. But if you did know you have it, you could treat the condition and then live another 50 years.
What would you do different, Chris, if you knew you had a problem?
No, you can. If you need surgery, you could get it. If you need some kind of pill, if you need something, you could treat it. But if you don't know you have it, you can't treat it. But if you knew, you wouldn't have had that happen.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you can be a perfect athlete doing all this stuff, and then all of a sudden some shit just come out of nowhere. It happens a lot with these athletes that are just like doing shit and they don't know they have a heart condition.
Yeah. True story.
Mm-hmm. We should just test everybody for everything. Once a week, you test it for everything.
Okay. I got you.
And then nobody will get hurt by anything because we'll know about everything. How about that?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, dude, I mean, that's some Star Trek shit. You can just walk into your house and it'll like test you immediately for all diseases and situations. That's the future.
You got mind disease. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Mind disease.
Speaking of old ass people, one of your friends is 50 years old. She hit that well. I'm talking about you, Sarah. Yeah, one of your friends. She turned 50.
Oh, yes, I did.
Hello, she did. Which one of y'all did?
She did. Sorry. No, I know. I've took me a minute to figure out who we were talking about. But yes. Yes, she turned 50. I know. Crazy, I mean, right?
She was hot. Like it was Anne Frank in the basement, for real. Like, damn. Like,
who that is?
It's somebody we used to work with.
Oh. Well, I just went to a 50-year-old birthday party today with somebody that doesn't look 50 either.
Yeah. Nifty, I was like, dang, 50. She was that older than me? I ain't even know.
Yeah, I kind of knew because I think I saw some paperwork at one point, and I knew she was close to my sister's age. So, and my sister's a little over 50. So.
Dang, man. Man, I did not
know. Don't crack.
What? No.
Wrong. It's she's wrong. Not the oh further from the first. No. Very opposite.
That is so, like, that was so wrong on so many damn levels. Oh, my God.
It's a true statement, but this person is not of the complexion.
Maybe if you're talking, goth,
yeah, then we'll go with that. Yes. You just messed it up all kind of ways. Like, where did that even come from? Like,
well, you said she was hiding it well.
Yeah, because, okay, first off, let me, quick story. Like, I think she would never tell anybody how old she was. And granted, even though she's not of the black don't crack persuasion, I mean, she didn't look as old, you know, as she probably was then. So that's a compliment, actually, because it's very rare. I'm just going to put that out there. Chris, when you get to probably 40 on the dot, you already ugly. That's going to go downhill.
They ain't going to know. I get carded all the time. They're like, sir, like, son, you can't be in here, little boy. Get out of here.
You're going to look like somebody who ate Nick Cage in like another year. And you're going to be down here. John Travolta looking ass. You're going to be downhill.
Some white people make it out okay into the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. And she's one of those people. You ain't one of those. So long story
short. Let me hit the gym. I'll be right there.
Man, the gym hits you. Anyway, but my point is, like, yeah, so it was weird because, like, never knew the age of the person. But, yeah, it's surprising because, I mean, I ain't trying to throw them out of the book, but, like, dang, she, like, 7 years older than me. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Did not know that. You talk about from the 1900s. She got to scroll back.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
But, you know, I knew, yeah. I kind of knew around her age just because, like I said, I happened to see some paperwork or mentioned something at one point because I mentioned that she talked about her sister and then I talked about my sister. But I said, like, oh, my sisters are so much older than me because, you know, I was kind of just this kind of a, you know, like a Hail Mary basically for a boy because I had two sisters and I came out a girl. So surprise.
Are we sure? Do we go back and check? Do we need to check the record? I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I think, like, believe me, my dad would have been so happy if I was a boy. But I definitely was a girl. All girl. So, but that was one thing we talked about. And then I mentioned how much older my sisters were, and she didn't realize that my sisters were close to her age. So. Well,
happy birthday. We ain't saying names.
I know.
Nobody knows who we're talking about. But happy birthday. You know who you are. You're 50-year-old ass. You know who you are. You old. Happy birthday. Okay. Done.
Nope. You're not old. Like, 50 is the new, like, 40, right?
50 is the new fucking 50. It's still 50.
Hey, you're only as old as you feel. You're only as old as you feel.
When you wake up and your bones go crack, crack, you feel 50. Shit.
You're in the last third of your life already.
Man, not even the last third. Like, you ain't even got a third left.
The last in it. 1/8 left over.
Man,
just live it up, enjoy it. You know what? We're all gonna die one day anyway.
At some point, yeah.
Speak for yourself.
But I think it's coming for a 50-year-old sooner than the rest of us. But I'm just gonna point out. Like, I don't know.
You got people like 19, 30 years, something years old, just dying out here in the streets at cardiac arrest. I don't know about that. So
true.
I don't know. I mean, it's so easy to fall into comparison because, man, I hear the teenagers talking about that now that I like, I'm a mom now to those type of people. Like, all of a sudden I hear teenagers say, like, I'm so old. I look so old. And I'm just like, how you look old?
They got no idea.
I have a question.
Like, babies, you have no idea.
Are you wearing, like, the bushy pants and driving a minivan now? Or did you change any of that?
Not really. It's like more like a Hello Kitty.
That's what it was before.
That's what it was before.
I kind of upgraded. I got a little bit bigger now. It's not really a minivan. It's kind of like a midsize. So it's like between.
Oh,
nice. It's not a full SUV. I wasn't going to go that far. But as like a small, but it's like a smaller SUV, but it's white. And I got Hello Kitty stickers on it. And the kiddo knows to look for the Hello Kitty stickers.
That's the easiest curbside pickup ever. That's my car.
But yeah, that's it.
That's my ride. How long did it take you to get through that kid pickup at the school? Because I had to go pick up the niece and nephew this week.
Oh, God.
And it's like 25, 30 minutes of just sitting there and nothing happens.
It's idling. Yeah, I know. It's awful. But luckily, we lucked out this year. They have a advisory at the very last class of the day. And they get out a little early. They let the teacher lets them out early, like 5 minutes early. So like I'm just like run. And then they book it out to the car. Yeah. And then we jet out of there.
When school was over back in the day, I just left the school. They're walking home or get on the bus or do something. But now the kids have to wait and they have to get like instructed to which number like stop to go to. And then somebody walks them over to the stop to the car directly. And it's all controlled and there's a whole system. I'm like, this is a little extra. I understand people don't want their kid to walk off and get taken, get snatched up, but like maybe you're doing too much at a certain point. Some kids, you got to risk it.
Well, and I mean, some kids, let's be honest, someone try to take them, they bring them back, be like, oh no, I'm good. They'd be like, this one's effective. Yeah, not this one. So
let me try again next week.
I know, yeah. Right? So it's like, I get the security parameters and everything, and I appreciate it to a certain degree, but then yeah, there's a point where it's overkill. So like, yeah, I was the same way. I mean, heck, my mom was just like, I don't know what to do with you, so just find your way home. And I'm like, okay. So I either walked home, bummed rides or something, you know, because we didn't have
you knew how to get home.
Yeah, like it was either find my way home or don't. That was the only choices I had. So I was like, okay, I guess
we'll find you at a friend's house or something.
I'm going to find my way home. So that's what I did. I bummed rides from friends or I walked, you know. My school was too small to have a bus system quite yet. But then by the time I got to the public high school, then I almost drove or I just carpooled with one of my friends. So
it's kind of lucky. I never got a car to drive through high school. I didn't get to do that.
Oh, no.
Nah, I didn't get to leave for lunch, do all that fancy stuff.
That's what I did.
Didn't have a car in high school. Didn't have nothing. I had a skateboard and a bike.
Oh, but a skateboard was freedom, too, though. And so was a bike. Like, depending on, you just couldn't go that far.
As long as you can kick that board, you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That boo-hoo. I mean, you're living in California. You can get around by your foot. You're right.
Yeah, you just go foot one direction and keep on going. They got sidewalks for days.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school. You had to walk uphill in a snowstorm on glass and rock in the middle of summer. Couldn't leave.
Surprised you didn't melt.
Those summer snowstorms hit different.
It was like a fucking prison, right? It was literally dead serious. My high school was in the middle of nowhere, out in the country, in a cotton field. Basically, it was in a cotton field for real.
Sounds racist.
No, I'm dead serious. So where I went to high school was out in a county away from like real, you know, life, like the rest of the world. And the high school was on a highway, a two-lane highway, in the middle of a field. There was nothing out there but the school itself. So you couldn't get away unless you really, really, really wanted to die in them woods somewhere. So it was in the middle of nowhere. That's where my school was. It's probably not like that now, but it was like that then. So no skateboard, no walking. You had to have a car. And I didn't have a car. I bought my first car when I was in college myself. By myself. I didn't have no help. I just wanted some help. But anyway.
Oh. Poor Jefe, no help. I feel for you, buddy.
I really hope that you stump your toe and the dog bites it. I swear.
I'm going to have the best luck. I'm not going to stub my toe for 25 years now that you said that. I'm going to be super careful.
He's going to win the lottery now that you said that. Chris
would definitely never win the lottery.
I don't play enough. But did you hear about the people in the UK or the Europe, one of those white people countries over there? They were
what are you talking about?
No, they're like the original pale folk. But those folks from the first pass, like copy and paste they did. But anyways, they have a system where you can like set up an auto recurring payment to buy a lottery ticket. So they did
this.
That's
dangerous.
Yeah, so they were doing this every month, whatever it is, 10 bucks a month. They get their lottery ticket, okay, whatever. And then you can set it up to play your numbers, all the same shit over here. But they played their numbers, which they played the same numbers every week. And 1 week they won $50 million. But then they called to redeem it. They're all excited and shit. And the day that the payment was drafted from their account, they did an overdraft and didn't have enough money. So the lottery company said that ticket is invalid. You do not win the $50 million. Would you just like, they probably going to off themselves. Because if you had 10 bucks in your account, you would have made $50 million, but you'd bounced the most important payment of your entire life.
You must have done something really bad in order to earn that kind of karma. You know, in order to like, what did you buy? Like, what coffee, what takeout did you buy?
Nothing was worth it. Nothing.
Right before that, that cost you millions of dollars.
How would you, you feel waking up every day that you had that, but then
sick.
You didn't? Oh my, yeah, you got to be sick to your stomach. I would not, I don't know if I could recover.
Yeah, I'd be so sick. I'd be so mad at myself because I'd been like, man, if I just, you know, just did not get that extra, you know, if I did not get that last bit of Chipotle.
If that Netflix payment didn't post for one more day, I'd have $50 million.
How much got to be that you couldn't afford $10 to play? Like, what? You had zero in your account?
Most people be playing the lottery, but if you got down to that low in your account, that is pretty sad to have auto draft and you bounce your lottery payment.
So what was, I wonder what the amount was. Was it they had to pay $10 and they had $9.98 in there? That
would be God, that'd be worst.
That'd be worse than having $0.
Yes.
Because you almost had
that'd be worse than being in the negative already and then it overdrafts more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. Never so
always,
always
buy your lottery tickets in cash. That's paid.
They
money.
Only let you do it in cash.
Yeah, it's weird in the UK you can have a subscription to a lottery ticket.
See, that'd be dangerous over here because I know a lot of people who would do that. A lot of people who might overdraft themselves.
Different than having Netflix. When you try to have Netflix and chill, and you try to pull that Netflix out, and it's like, sorry, your payment didn't happen. It's the same thing as missing a lottery.
Well, at that point, you're just going to use someone else's account. So try.
Like, I don't get to watch the latest Adam Sandler movie. Damn it. Oh, no.
You would bring up Adam. That's probably your favorite.
No, he's the number one dude on Netflix, man. All his movies get streamed trillions of times, even though most of them suck ass right now. Adam Sandler.
Oh,
he's got like the most viewed minutes on Netflix. They paid him trillions of dollars.
To tell the truth, it's not the most viewed minutes. It's the most minutes it's been playing. But we all know everybody ain't looking at their screen while he's playing in the background.
As a screensaver. You know the latest movie he came out with on there? All three of his daughters are in the movie.
Really?
His daughters are all teenagers now, and they're all actors. I don't know if this is the first time they acted or what. But he basically just did like a family film, and it's his highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes, like 96%.
I say that though. Yeah. Every time one of his movies comes out, like recently on Netflix, they're just like, it's one of his best movies. Like, it's one of his highest rated movies. And I'm just like, really? From like, even when we're considering the ones from the 90s that were like
the good ones
tolerable and actually pretty decent, actually good.
What was the name of the movie he was in? Was it Jewel?
Oh, Uncut Gems. That one was wild.
Yeah, that was like a panic attack for 2 hours. Yeah.
That made me
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah,
it was really good. I will say that one was actually really good. And that palpitations.
It'll trigger something in you, Jeff.
What do you mean?
It'll trigger. It's so fucking stressful.
It'll awaken something in you.
Your heart rate will go up. You will have issues. You'll try to pause it. You'll have to walk away from the screen because.
Is it like non-stop. A Steadicam or something?
Not like the camera. Just the stress of the situation and what's occurring on screen. It never lets up. It's for the entire time. I don't have any other movie to compare it to that gives you this feeling of dread and like it's so intense that it just gets you going. Like it never slows down, lets you breathe and process anything. So you're really feeling like what the character is going through this entire, I think it's like 1 or 2 days of the movie. And it's just so fucked up. It does not give you a good feeling when the movie's over or while watching it, but it's a good movie. But I wouldn't recommend watching it like multiple times because it's fucked up.
Okay.
It's not a horror movie or anything. It's just, it's so fucked up for your heart. Yeah. Maybe that's what Bronny was watching when he had his heart attack.
Maybe.
Hey, man.
Too soon.
Anywho.
But yeah, watch Uncut. I mean, yeah. not Uncut Gems. Make sure you watch the right
one. There's some pieces missing to that. I don't.
Oh, there are some pieces. I mean, there are pieces missing if you watch the cut.
Okay. Yeah, I may have to actually go ahead and watch it then, because it sounds like a good. You know, this is the first time I've ever got a movie review from you that I thought was a good one.
The first time for everything, baby.
Yeah. There is a first time for everything.
Not a Fast and Furious review. I will tell you. You want another review?
Sure.
Well, it's not fresh in my mind, but it's in my mind.
If it's not fresh in your mind, why are you talking about it?
Well, fresh is like last 10 minutes, but like a week ago, is it starting to fade already? Mm-hmm. So we watched The Flash. Oh, I told you.
Oh.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it. That movie's bad.
Yeah, we both watched it.
The story is actually not bad. The CGI makes me want to hurl.
I like the story too. The story had good parts to it. It was like built around a good base. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with all that CGI. That was a damn joke. And that really brought me out of it when they showed some of that stuff. But it was like, I don't know how to judge it completely because it had good stuff going for it. And I don't know if it's part of the DC universe. It's all fucked up. Like every movie's trash and we know none of this is going to continue. It's all getting rebooted anyways. So like none of the shit matters. And all the drama with him canceling Batgirl and canceling all these other cameos from other actors. And there's too much shit going around it and getting delayed and all this. And then this comes out. And like, I think a few years ago, this would have been good. And there's something about it feels like it's out of time, out of place. But I did like the story. Yeah. I like time travel stuff generally. So that was cool.
I knew it was going to be bad when the first scene is babies. And I'm like, these babies don't look real at all.
And then when they went to the multiverse stuff that they show where all the major CGI happens, I'm like, this is where they finally hit save as and published it. They didn't think to like do a rough draft over this and like keep it going and like up the graphics a little bit. Like they had years to work on this shit. And they spent hundreds of millions of dollars and that's what we got. It was some of the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. But yep. The movie was all right. 7 out of 10.
Would about hundreds of millions of dollars, you want it to be more than all right, you know? God, and I remember they had like all the celebrities coming out and saying it was like one of the best films of the year and stuff like that for a while.
People were hyping it up before it came out. They're like, oh man, The Flash. Oh my God, you won't believe what you
And
see.
I remember, and we talked to some people who were in the know before it came out, like 2 years before it released, because remember it kept getting pushed back. And the thing was that, so Chris, I haven't seen it because I didn't even bother. Because after it was so hyped up and it kept getting pushed back, I had a bad feeling about it anyway. But Chris, you said there were a bunch of cameos, right? From people? Because that's what we were told. Told there were a bunch of cameos and it was supposed to reboot everything. That's what we were originally told.
And some of that happened and some of that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it got chopped up a lot over the last couple of years. They made a lot of decisions and made a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Left stuff on the painting room floor. They had plans after this movie, before this movie. You know, the order of movies got messed up. So Flash was the victim of a whole bunch of other shit happening at the same time.
Ezra Miller was slapping babies on the street, just picking them up, slapping that cheek.
Dang.
He a bad man.
Yeah, that's true. He a bad man.
They're a bad man.
But I'm glad. I'm so glad. That's right. They a bad man. I'm so glad I didn't pay to see it in the theater because I would have been fucking.
Exactly. Shit, I'm upset. I paid HBO $9.99 for.
Are you gonna watch the Shazam sequel? I still haven't seen that.
I've seen it. That movie's not good.
I like the first one, not real bad.
The first one is definitely better. The second one, not so much.
Yeah, I only heard bad things.
I've only heard bad things.
I think it might be the last recent time superhero movie that I have not seen.
I mean, Blue Beetle just came out.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Didn't it do pretty well?
Blue Beetle? Fuck no.
I'm just being honest. Overall,
it made like $20 million.
A certain set of people went to go give them $20 million. Everybody else did not.
Yeah, they like their representation, but the movie bombed hardcore. It's going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay.
But I heard it was decent, though. It's not a bad movie. It's just that I don't know. The DC stuff doesn't have the best of luck when it comes to box office numbers. And Blue Beetle, who the fuck knows who that is? Nobody.
Well, I mean, you think about it, nobody knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were either. till that movie came out.
Very true.
But it's also
a better movie.
Well, I mean, the first one was it was a good movie, but you didn't know that going into it. But Blue Beetle was going by hype, and it didn't do so
right. But Marvel has better marketing, like more fans for the movies, better track record.
Better marketing, plus, better track record, better bitches. My clothes better, my cars better.
But you also could blame a little bit. I would think the numbers would have been higher if there wasn't the writer's strike and the actor's strike going on. So no one was out there promoting it. No one was doing press tours. No one was talking it up. So like that really killed the whole opening weekend, and that definitely had an effect on it. But it still wouldn't have made, you know, Marvel money anyways. But apparently the dude did a good job. He was a good Beetle, but nobody wants to see the Beetle, it looks like. But I'll see that one day. I'll see it.
It'll be on HBO Max soon enough. You'll be all
right. I just remember I was trying to think if I saw Venom 2, because that was with Carnage, right? I saw that one too. I was like, is there a movie I haven't seen yet? And I think I saw those weird the Sony ones with Venom and the vampire guy.
I have not seen Mobius. I have not seen it.
You haven't seen it? I thought you watched it.
Why would I watch that trash? Why?
It's so weird because you gotta see all the Marvel, all the superhero movies.
All of them?
No, this is not Pokemon. I don't have to catch them all.
Saw Shazam.
Look at me. God damn. I can't watch Morbius. Shazam. What the fuck?
Morbius is fucking funny. You gotta see it just to see where the memes came from.
With Morbius, we already knew it was going to be trash, right? I didn't know Shazam was going to be as bad. I'm not going to say it's the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's definitely not as good as the first one. I didn't know that going into it. I know Morbius is bad. It's a train wreck. I don't want to have to watch that.
Sometimes train wrecks can be entertaining.
No, I'm good.
I think it gets up to a high speed enough where it's an interesting train wreck. But I would never watch it like twice. No reason. Yeah.
That's fine. I don't care about this movie review.
But yeah,
Monday?
Yeah, it's a holiday. Labor Day.
Do your Lamaze.
Do what?
Isn't Lamaze breathing on Labor Day?
Oh. Yeah, it took me a minute. Sorry, I was just like, "What the hell is he talking about?"
Man, speaking
is that
of
Spanish? It's not. Oh, yes,
it's
know.
It's highbrow humor. I think it's more French.
I mean, I thought Lamaze was a race in Italy, but close enough.
No, it's a race in the Avatar movies. The Lamaze.
I haven't seen that one either. I haven't seen the second one.
Go see it. We haven't seen the Avatar
part two. No, I was long. The first one was long enough. You're both
wrong for that. God.
And it was like Pocahontas in blue.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I've seen Pocahontas, it was an hour and 30 minutes. So 20 minutes.
No, it was more like 3 hours of Pocahontas. Hours. But what was I going to tell y'all? I had to go to work today. My one day a month or whatever it is. But there's some people up there at work that are already back to mandatory 5 days a week, which I my heart bleeds for them so much. That's terrible. It shouldn't be like that for anybody in the earth. But there's a system where they have to cover each other. You know, coverage happens on the weekends, blah, blah, blah. So they have to cover the department on Monday, on the holiday, when everybody's off. So they're making this person come into the office to do the coverage and sit on the laptop with nobody in the office. Which is a job they can perfectly do on the computer at their house, but the person over this division is like, you have to come in the office and sit there and cover for the whole day when nothing is happening. Like, what kind of shit is that? That's messed up, bro.
I mean, you wanna hire the guy on your team or change jobs so you can go in and help him? You can do that.
Empathy is not my last thing, but it ain't my first thing either.
Empathy is my last. I'll be like, that dude's gonna be at work. I don't know.
Damn. It just don't sound right, though. For something you could totally do remote, they're making it that mandatory on a holiday. Like, let up a little bit, man. Come on.
It's a holiday for a reason. That means everyone's off. So, yeah.
It's Labor Day. It's the work holiday.
You don't even know what it's for. Neither one of y'all know what the holiday is for.
Labor.
For the people working, the field workers?
With the field workers?
For?
Oh.
Like, they laboring in the fields, like, give them a day off. Like, well, who made it?
Well, the government.
It is.
The federal holiday. Labor movement. Yeah.
Contribution laborers. The laborers. So that laborers includes people working at the school and working in the fields, working at the McDonald's, anything.
What if I told you that the Labor Day was actually the reverse. It was a day that everybody was supposed to go to work and labor.
That doesn't make sense.
Look it up.
You said, I said the date. I didn't say nothing about validating what you said.
No, man, I'm
this green. Wikipedia page is a whole bunch of scrolling like your age, so I can't find the part where it says you got to go to work.
Okay.
Listen
there. Legal recognition in the 1930s, unions encouraged the workers to strike to make sure they got the day off. They didn't get their ass going to work. They'll work extra labor. You lying. You're talking about overtime shit, making a holiday. It's an off day. They wanted a free holiday.
Yo, ass off every day. What the hell?
A free holiday every day.
Man, well, it ain't a free holiday for that guy. He is going to work.
Yeah, I'm getting paid at the house.
Yeah.
I'll probably still log into my computer because you know how it be. You see a message, you're like, I can just answer this right now. I'm attached to the internet.
Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. What about you, Sarah? Y'all gonna have a fish fry? I don't know what
you're, say it.
I don't know where you're going.
Jeff's trying to say something about quesadillas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if we're really going to do much because it's so dang hot outside. So I don't know if I really want to do much, like, especially not outside. So we might try to do a get together or something. But of course, like you, Chris, if I see something, I'll like check my internet every now and again because I am attached to my email. So I'll check my emails every now and again and then just make sure nothing urgent pops up. Because you know, even if it's a holiday, tis the season. Yeah. It's right around the corner because all the AAA releases. Oh.
Man, Slack and Teams is on my phone, so I can't.
I know. It's on my phone too. So, like, all my Teams and all my email stuff. So I see it and I'm just like, I can't just ignore this. Want to.
They can eat all my.
Whoa, okay. So you're saying, is that a good week?
That's the man that's really going on
vacation. So it was a good week?
They made me work on Martin Luther King Day. But
wait, what'd you say? I can't hear around the food.
I'm not eating.
You said you got. Oh, we know you secretly went to the door to get that Uber Eats.
I'm not even eating right now. I'm just sitting here.
You're smacking your lips with the leftovers on your lips, the flavor. You trying to lick up that flavor saver?
Oh, yeah, did you get it in your beard?
Some in your beard?
I'm not even eating right now.
It sounds like you had a mouthful of food. Is that just a mouthful of beard? I don't know.
I am gray beard. They made me work on the Martin Luther King days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's wrong.
Wait, I'm sorry. It wasn't Martin Luther King Day. It was actually, you know what it was? It was Juneteenth. We actually did not have a day out. They sent out a memo that all black people come to work.
Oh, I was going to say, was it just you? Or was it
like targeted?
It was all the black people in the entire company was in the office. There was it. There was nobody else.
Mandatory team building day.
They were serving watermelon and chicken in the cafeteria today.
Well, well, well.
I didn't think HR would allow that.
Dumbass.
HR was in on it. They were there too.
Made the order, I guess.
I was like, how is it the one holiday I had never ever heard about? I had never heard of Juneteenth because it's a Texas holiday. How did it go from a Texas holiday to a national holiday?
And I never heard about it in Memphis.
Yeah, because it was
not. And there were residents there that it could apply to.
That's one way to put it.
But nobody ever, I never heard the word Juneteenth until like 5 years ago.
Then I get here and they the first year I worked at this company, they were like, yeah, here's your Juneteenth. I'm like, what is Juneteenth? What is it? Are we off? Then next year, we were just playing dog. It went national. They was like, nah, we liked it when we were doing it on our own thing. Now you got to be here.
Yeah,
like,
that was one of those Taco Bell test menu shit that happens in Idaho and then all of a sudden it goes national the next year.
Give you some a bean burrito with fucking sliced potatoes and even scoop of meat, and then they take it off the menu. I'm like, that's
give me back my holiday. Give me back my burrito.
Give me back my burrito.
But it's cool, man. I guess they did a test in Texas and it went well. So
that's
they
been around
that
forever. That's crazy. Like, as far as I, I've I've been alive. I've always heard Juneteenth, but it is very much a Texas. Well, it's just a very Texas thing, right? Because it was the news, like the news was delivered to Texas, right? Because we were like one of the last states to have slavery, right?
You know, yeah.
Have freedom or what was no. the?
Yeah, yeah, not have freedom, but it was the last, like one of the last states to get like that's. I thought that was what Juneteenth was, right? Where, like the word got back to Texas.
Yeah, it was the Texas was.
Is this some Paul Revere?
Yeah, like one of the last to get the news. To get the news that slaves were free.
Like
to get the news. So when slaves were freed, it took a year to get to Texas, and that was the last stop on the.
Somebody could have walked over and told y'all.
Yeah, from where, boy?
Louisiana, Arkansas, like, hey, Louisiana, knock on the door.
Louisiana,
hey, Texas,
boy.
Hey, yeah. Texas, what's up, guys? Yeah, we done with that shit.
We were, it's over. We were the last state on the tour stop. Okay, so.
That shit got to Dallas and started heading south. They was like, damn, we tired as fuck. They stopped middle of the state. That was it. They didn't go past. They didn't get all the way down to Houston or nothing. They got
they to, didn't like, want the news station. To get out.
And they was like, y'all free. Tell the rest of the motherfuckers down there, I'm out. I'm gonna go.
Oh, they played a game of telephone. It didn't quite make it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
But long story short, they were like, y'all come on into the office. I'm like, but it's a black holiday. And they was like, I don't give a fuck. Come on. I was like, all
right. It's just the same thing as like Cinco de Mayo, right? No. It's not. It's no. Like it's, well, it is real, but it's like not. It is recognized.
Always recognized.
It's recognized.
It's drunkenized is what it is. No,
yeah, and it's not recognized. Game. A lot by my people, you know, not like every, like there's some Mexicans out there who are like, yay, the, you know, we eradicated the French. Yay, we got out the French. I'm just like, well,
I thought they lost a fight and that was the reason why they don't like, it's not, it was a horrible war they lost on the Mexican.
That was the liberation from the French in a specific, very specific city.
I think,
I thought it was a day more.
That sounds
was
about right, actually, probably.
More
price margaritas.
Your favorite, but that shit. I think Modelo is racist as hell. You ever had a Modelo Negro? I was like, what?
Dude. What'd you call me?
What'd you call me? He's like, you know, the cervezas. I'm like, I'm gonna beat your ass. Call me Negro fight again.
Oh, you can have a little trouble with a lot of Spanish speaking countries.
Man, you ain't lying. Like, no, it means black. No, what does it mean? I'm putting my foot in your ass. Tell me that in Spanish.
Think of
translate that.
Translate that. Go run till that, homeboy. Ooh. Like for real. Hide your kids, hide the wife. Anyway, we've been on here long enough, I guess. Since I'm being accosted for eating that I'm not doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to smack my lips together.
Wow, it's turned to a different podcast now.
Man, welcome to the OnlyFans podcast with Chris smacking lips. What are you about to smack them lips on?
I'm about to start nice. At the Wingstop. Start and stop right there, man. I brought them wings home.
Who eats Wingstop? All people eat Wingstop is like teenagers.
Wingstop's pretty good.
No, everybody eats Wingstop. I see people there. It's got food.
I have never in my life
been in Texas, I feel, versus other places I've been. It's more liked in Texas, I feel.
Well, we started the show out with showing that Texas has no taste buds, so, you know, pretty much.
Wingstop makes some good stuff, so I'm gonna go enjoy that and wrap my lips around those fries and those chicken wings.
Okay, thanks for this X-rated ass version. Sarah, you can go smack your lips too.
Thank you very much. Hell.
Oh, well.
We're good. You ate and left no crumbs, girl.
Anyway, this went off the rails. But anyway, so as I said, this is episode 180 of the Mainstream Podcast. Sarah came back for now. She'll leave us in a second. It's cool. Thanks. Welcome back, Sarah. Thank you. We love you.
Welcome. That was a fantastic comeback event.
Definitely.
Do it more than once a year, please.
And then that was Chris as usual. Anyway, y'all have a good night. Thank you. Bye.